Good Chanukah, everybody. Nice to see everyone here. It's a bit of an irony. The full title for the shiur this morning actually did start with a posuk, or an excerpt from a posuk, Loi Lakalim Hameirot, the slow but steady way to achieving success. And it's an irony that on a bank holiday, when things are quiet, it seems to be even more of a rush to be able to get to start something actually absolutely on time. But this is perhaps a theme which links in with some of the ideas that I would like to look at this morning. And believe it or not, this idea of slow but steady progress is something which actually links in with the Chanukah theme, as we will see presently. Of course, in Al HaNisim, we find that one of the main shvachim that we ascribe to the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mosarto Giborim Biyad Chaloshim Rabim Biyad Ma'atim. That we understand very well. The fact that people who are strong and apparently physically mighty are given over to the hands of those who are weak, or that those who are many are given over into the hands of the few, that we understand to be a remarkable nes and sign of hatzlocha. On the other hand, when we consider the hemshech, the continuation of the tefillah, it goes on to tell us not only that giborim biyad chaloshim, rabim biyad ma'atim, but also tameim biyad tahirim, roshoim biyad tzadikim, zeidim biyad oistisirosecho. That perhaps we might not have thought of as being quite as counterintuitive, quite as going against the normal seder in the Bria. Surely we would understand that Tahara should always come out on tops over Tuma. Surely we would understand that the Oiskim, the Seirosecho, should have a superiority over the Zedim, etc. And this led me to think about the posuk in Keheles, Perek Tes, which tells us, Loi Lakalim Hameirotz, the Loi Lagiborim Hamilchama. That is not necessarily in a physical sense, those who you can measure as being the swiftest who will always win the race. Nor is it always those who are the strongest who will actually win the battle. And it led me to consider the following question. When Shlomo HaMelech says Loi Lakalim Hameirot, etc., does he mean to tell us that kalus, that to be swift, is something which is actually not a value which is lauded al pi hashkafas haTorah? Or does he mean to tell us, no, avada, to be swift is a good thing, only don't rely on a single track, don't rely on a single point of focus in trying to achieve Hatzlocha in Olam Hazeh? So the question are the words Loi Lakalim Hameirot, etc., an abnegation of speed, of gevura, of physical prowess, or are they merely seeking to reduce the significance of those elements in life in terms of being the absolute kaveya, that which actually determines how successful we'll be? So actually we find in Mesilas Yeshorim Perek Zayin, he says something about the midah of, in connection with the midah of Zerizus, in terms of Mehirus. He says that we actually find that one of the simonim, one of the signs of a tzaddik, is Shekol ma'aseim shel tzadikim b'mehirus. And we find in general tzadikim conduct themselves in a way in which speed is of the essence. Example, of course, from the parasha a few weeks ago, parasha Sayera, when Avraham Avinu perceives the malachim and he wants to be able to bring them refreshment, seeing them as weary travelers. So the pasuk tells us, Vayamahe Avraham ha'oyelo el Sarah. Vayayman, he says to Sarah, menu mahari. And then he says again afterwards, the pasuk says, Vayitain el hanar. He goes back outside once again to Ishmael. Vayamahe. And again, so we find time after time the Loshen of Mehirus, that apparently Kaluch Mehirus, doing something swiftly, doing something quickly, is considered to be praiseworthy. On the other hand, in Perek Beis of Masilas Yeshorim, the Novi Yirmiya is quoted by the Ramchal, the Posuk Ein Ish Nichom Al Ra'osei Leimer Me Osisi. So the Ramchal uses the following moshul, based on the continuation of the Posuk Kulo Yishov Bin Rusosom, all of people who fall into the snare of doing the wrong thing, Ein Ish Nichom Al Ra'osei, that the person doesn't regret the bad, the evil, the wrong they've done, to say to themselves, these are Me'o Sisi. He says, Kulo Yishov Bin Rutzotzom Kesus Shoytis V'Milchomo. All of them rush headlong like a horse charging in battle. How is a horse trained to charge in battle? So one of the ways in which they train the horses is that they make a tremendous amount of noise. They try to replicate, if not even to increase, the noise of demonstrators and the noise of people who are violently protesting, so that the horse should get used to the fact that when the rider pushes him to move forward, the horse has no other choice than just to keep moving, keep moving, keep pressing forward. Says the Masilas Yeshorim that this moshul of the battle horse, or the battle hardened horse, when applied to the first part of the pasuk, is time show you roitvim v'hilchim b'mrutzo tergelem v'darcheyem nibli she'onichu zman la'atzmam l'daktik al ha'maisim v'adrochim. That what people do in this world very often is that they allow themselves to move forward at such a pace, and just to allow their lives to unfold according to habit and circumstance, without allowing time for themselves to consider whether their deeds and their ways are good or bad. And therefore it turns out that a person falls into a negative pattern of behavior without even realizing it. So we see that on the one hand, Mehirus is praised in the Prokim on Zrizus as being a sign, a hallmark of the Maisim of Tzadikim, and on the other hand, we're warned in the earlier Prokim on Zahirus that where a person just rushes from one thing to another in life without consideration, as the Ramchal says elsewhere in this Perek, Havizeme Atzas Para Harosha, this was the very eighth of Para Harosha, who said in Shmois, hey, it's recorded, Tichba to avoidu al anoshim, shoyo miskaven, sheloi lo miach lem revach klau, leval yitnu leiv, o yusimu eitzo nekto. Paro Harosha realized that if he could subjugate the spirit of Klal Yisrael by a rigorous and remorseless campaign of work upon work upon work that wouldn't allow them time to think, that would ensure that they would not rebel against him or have any plot or desire to do anything other in life, anything other in life than simply to exist, to survive, not actually to live. So Mehirus, this pressure, continuing to deliver faster and faster and faster, can be an extreme problem in life. Let's have a look at something, therefore, from those psukim that we looked at a little bit earlier, where we saw with Avraham Avinu the psukim at the beginning of Parshas Vayera, which referred to the Mehirus with which he discharged his responsibility eagerly to fulfill the mitzvah of Hachnosos Orechim. So he says to his guests that the Etchof Aslechem, he says that I will take bread for you, you will be able to sustain yourselves, Achat Avoyu, the Sadu Livchem Achat Avoyu, they said, so shall you do as you've spoken. Vayamahe Avram, the very next word, Vayamahe Avram Ha'oila El Sora. Vayamahe, after Kainta Seka Sheti Barso, Boruch She'oma V'hoya. As he spoke it, Kainta Seka, thus shall you do, Kasheti Barso, Vayamahe. We'll come back to that a little bit later in terms of a bio which the Maseilat Yesharim himself gives to define more specifically what the Maila of Mehirus itself is. We find similarly the Lashonus of the Psukim which the Maseilat Yesharim quoted, Ma'ari Shloish Se'im Kemach Seilet. This is when he speaks to Soremenu. So Avraham is himself Mamaher. He says to Soremenu Mahari, Ve'el Habokor Rots Avraham, Vayikach Ben Bokor Achvatoi, Vayitin Lana, Vayamaher La'asais Eiso. And again, the Loshen of Mehirus, which we find there, is said on Yishmael as well. So in every aspect we find that there is the element of Mehirus in the conduct of Avraham Avinu. Little bit later on, in Parshas Vayishlach, we find something very interesting in the Hanhoga of Yaakov Avinu, which seems to run exactly against that Midah that we've seen displayed by Avraham Avinu. When Esav comes and is finally reunited with Yaakov Avinu, and he offers that Asigo no imko min ha'oma she'eti, he says, I want to leave some of my soldiers at least with you, and either we should travel together, or there should be some way in which at least I can leave some soldiers to look after. He says, Lomo ze em sochein be'eni adayi. In other words, Yaakov doesn't want this. The critical moment when the offer is first made, however, Yaakov Avinu couches the refusal in different terms. He says, this is when Esav offers himself to travel with Yaakov Avinu. He says, Yavor no azayni lifnei avdoi. Let my master travel on ahead of his servant. Va'ani es nahalo le'iti le'regel hamlocha shelofamai. I will travel at my pace in a way which is relevant to the work which I've got to do, the regel hayelodim, based on the children's speed they can go on. Rashi says, what's the Loshon ani esnalo le'iti la'at sheli, at my pace, says Rashi, Loshon nachas, an expression of doing things in a gentle and considered way. Kamoya ha'olchim la'at. Ha'olchim la'at is a pasuk from Yeshaya, and there Yeshaya Hanovi rebukes those who are thinking of Shavna and his group, who are thinking of rebelling against Tizkiyo Melech Yehuda and going into an alliance with, or taking as their king actually, Fekach ben Ramal Yohu, who at the time was the Melech on Aseret HaShvatim, and he was a Baal Taiva as well. So the Novi says, this is the rebuke to the people who are thinking of throwing in their lot with Pekach ben Ramal Yohu. For this people have rejected the Mea Shiloyach, the gently flowing Shiloyach waters, which go at a gentle place, and instead they are exulting in, rejoicing over Ritzin Uven Ramal Yohu. So that's the Loshon that Rashi takes from Aholchim La'at. The expression of La'at is that in life there is a concept, as Rashi says at the end of his comment, Esnahel Nachas Sheli. I will go according to that which is appropriate for me. There is a Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Omud Beis, from which we can gain further insight into this particular sugya. Famous Gemara in which Rabbi Yochanan goes to visit Rabbi Elazar, who is unwell, and he opens the curtains to make it light in the room, and Chazi Dahava Kobochi, he saw that Rabbi Elazar was crying, and he asked him, Amai Kobochis? He said, what are you crying about? If it's because you didn't have apparently the opportunity to learn so much Torah, Shoninu, we've learned Echot Hamarbe VeEchot Hamamit Uvilvad Sheyechaven Libur LeShemayim. Doesn't matter whether it's a lot, whether it's a little. The Ikke is sheyechavin liba l'shamayim. Talidova hu, it's a pella that Gemara. First of all, Rabbi Yochanan comes to visit Rabbi Elazar, and he sees him crying, and he assumes that Rabbi Elazar, one of the heilig amoroyim, mishum Torah d'le'afashta, he didn't learn so much Torah. Yeah, that's a great thing to say to a person who's crying and is feeling pretty miserable at that moment. What's the chizuk that he says to him, and what's the limud that we take from it? For those who are interested to be ma'ayin in more depth and detail, there is a Nisletik Marsha on that particular Gemara, where the Marsha explains that the concept even of the amount of Torah that a person is zeiche to learn is love bizchus talyam milsa. The Marsha brings down from a thesis at the end of Shabbos, love bizchus talyam milsa elo b'mazel. He says an inim. He says like a filu sefer Torah shebaheichel requires mazel. He says the amount of Torah a person learns is also an inim of mazel. Now, don't for a minute think that I'm going to speak at start the day the Torah away by giving a cop out to people who don't learn so much Torah as they could learn by turning round and saying, "Ah, it doesn't really matter. It's the mazel talya milsa nishtazay geselach." What does the Gemara mean? And what does it mean? Echot hamabit, echot hamabit, hamamit uluvad shiichav in liba l'shamayim. Elo, I think that part of the pshat is mamash negeya to our lives nowadays. Our lives are run at such a level, at such a pressure, that sometimes we apply the wrong kne mida. We apply the wrong way of measuring what is actually success or not success in life. Avada and avada, the issue is that we would want for ourselves, that we want for our children and children's children, shelo yomush hatorah mipinu. And of course, one of the things that we set out for as lekatchila is whatever we should be able to achieve in Torah, whatever kinyan, of course, we've got to press on and do the most that we possibly can do. But if a person finds themselves in a situation in which they have not achieved as much as their neighbor, and it can be a bach who's sitting in yeshiva whose whole aliyah is interrupted because he sees that his kavrusa next to him, or his kavrusa's kavrusa, is managing to learn at a greater pace, or to accomplish apparently a greater level of yediyah, and the person becomes depressed and has no way of understanding what his actual achievement in life is really all about. And indeed we find this at the very beginning of the Maseiras Yesharim as well. He says, and he points out, sheyedamu roiv b'nei ha'odam. Most people make a mistake when they think she'achasidus tolui, that chasidus, true success in chasidus, is dependent ba'amirus mizmorim harbe, by saying many kapitlach to him, viduyim aruchim oid, many long, viduyim tzoymus koshim, fast, which are difficult to complete, Tevilah Kerach Vashelech. And he refers to these things as being Kulam Dvoim as She'ein HaSeichel Noyach Bahem. All of these are things which the Seichel, the intellect, is not comfortable with. Ve'ein HaDa'as She'ketan, a thinking person cannot be satisfied, cannot be quietened with these being the yardsticks for success in Avedas Hashem. Often ask the question, anyone heard anything wrong with saying Tehillim? Anyone heard anything wrong with saying Viduyim? Elomai, read the Maseiras Yesharim carefully. What does the Ramchal say? Shechasidus tolui ba'amiras mizmorim harbe. You begin to measure the success of how well you did in saying Tehillim by the amount. The success of a Vidui aruchim ma'oid. Not Viduyim aruchim, a Viduyim aruchim ma'oid. Ki'ilu, the way in which you measure a Shmoyne Esra is either by the length of time that one davened, or by the SPM, the shekels per minute of the person who's davening. That becomes the problem when we apply apparently exterior, external, superficial yardsticks to measuring success in Avodas Hashem. Our challenge is to be able to understand that there are actually contradictory forces which are at play in ensuring the success of an individual in Olam Hazeh. There can be a situation in which Vayamahe, Ma'ari, Vayamahe, La'asui, Mehirus is the Ika, and there can be a situation of Ani Esna Lo Li'iti Lerega Hamalocha Asher Lefonai. Why are you crying, says Rabbi Yochanan to Rebbe Elazar? In Mishum Tzodele Ofashto, you're feeling that sense of depression, that sense of failure on the fact that you look back over the past and consider you haven't achieved everything you should have done. Then you should know Shoninu Echot Hamarabev Echot Hamamit Uvilvad Shiachavin Libra Shamayim. That's no cop out. Vilvad Shiachavin Libra Shamayim means I'm doing the very best that I can do at this particular moment. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want a whole legion of clones who do exactly the same thing as one another. The Moedikateach of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that Ein Tzur Kelekeinu, Ein Sayor Kelekeinu, as the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do like the human being and takes a matbea, a coin, and then just has many hundreds of thousands, millions and billions that look exactly the same. Elo, Kishem Shein Paltzu, Sein Doi Mesudusu, Kach, Ein Mach Shevi, Sein Doi Mesudusu. And the MS, as I'm going to conclude in a few minutes' time, this is the Etzem, I believe it's one of the Etzem Yesodus of Neis Chanukah. Neis Chanukah is to be able to appreciate how it's possible that a small amount of Shemen, when it's the Rotzen Hashem, that should only last for one day, or according to some of the answers on the Beis Yosef's famous Kasha, for even less than one day, it can actually last for 8 days, when that is the Etzem Rotzen Hashem. There's a Meridika Rebbe Yonah on the Mishnah at the end of the second Perek in Ovos. Lo yalecha amalocha ligmo v'lo yaka ben chayurim libotu nimeno. Says Rebbe Yonah, she'lo yisema, a person should not say to themselves in each respect, she'lo yitale al da'atcha, don't say to yourself, einu nirachav leiv, I don't have the breadth of heart, I don't have the capacity, I won't be able to finish it off. So what's the point of starting off and putting in investing time and effort? What will I be able to achieve with all the effort I put in? You're not charged to complete it. You open up a sefer and you sit and you learn something from the sefer. Kiyamta mitzvah farecho. That's loya lecha amlocha ligmoyer. That is pshat vilvad echot hamamit vilvad shiachavin libar shemayim. Kiyamta mitzvah farecho. Veloya toben choyni boki mimeno. Sheloi soima hoyil veini chayev ligmoyer tamlocha. On the other hand, don't say to yourself, since I'm not obligated to finish the word, loy etzores atzmi. I won't push myself hard. I'll learn an hour, day, that's fine, it's okay. Lo tina dava, kiyaved komeyato aleha. Ladis bo yomon v'layla v'oz tatskiach estrochecha v'oz tatskiach. When you achieve this balance between achieving the maximum that you can achieve, then tatskiach estrochecha v'oz tatskiach. That's the pshat loyla kalim hameirotz, because it's not just dependent upon the swiftness with which one and the speed with which one does things. It's a balance between the two. Three yesodos with which I would like to finish. Number one is Mesilas Yisroel himself makes this chiluk in the prokim on Zerizus. It's really there in his words, where he explains that the mid of Mehirus is Ma'aseim shel tzadikim b'nehirus asher lo yitnu hefsek zman loy el hascholas ha-mitzvah v'loy el hashlamosa. Not to allow time to elapse, neither from undertaking to do something nor to completing it to the best of your ability. That everybody has to realize that with the koichus the Ribbono Shel Olam has given us, Mehirus is applied to that which we do, we do in a way which is keen, which is eager, which is to the best of our ability. Number two, a tremendous maisa, which was brought down in the name of one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, a maisa that occurred between one of the great Talmidim of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam and Rabbi Yisrael himself. On one occasion, Rabbi Naftali Amsterdam came to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, and he said to him, "Aye, Rebbe," he said, "if only I could have the brain of the Shagas Aryeh and the heart of the Baal Yisoid Veshurish Avida and the middles of the Rebbe of Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, imagine what a godl I could be." And Rabbi Yisrael Salanta turned around and he said to him, Rabbi Naftali, he said to him, "Dafka you, with your brain, with your heart, with your middles, have to become the greatest person that you can become." And the final mitzvah with which I'd like to conclude, and then I'll just draw the strands together, is a mitzvah which is brought down in one of the Maggid books. I can't remember which one, and as far as I remember, it was a mitzvah that Rabbi Yeshua Leib Diskin. It was a mitzvah that's told about one Chol HaMoed Sukkot. He was sitting in the sukkah, and he called out for a pen and paper, not the usual thing you'd expect the God of Israel to want on Chol HaMoed. He took the pen and paper, not to write down Divrei Torah, but to write down a posuk from Mishnah. The posuk was, "Einecho l'meichach yabitu." Literally it means your eyes should look ahead of you. So they asked Rabbi Yeshua Leib, what was the meaning of him writing down this posuk? So he explained, a lot of people would come to be mekabel pnei rabbim in the sukkah, and he'd see them, and he was very, very quick at being able to assess people, and very often he would see chisreinus in other people that bothered him. So he used to write, have this posuk usually in front of him, prayer before Yom Tov, to ensure, "Einecho l'meichach yabitu," to say l'meichach, to the one who's present in front of you, meaning himself. In other words, don't look at Yenus Kisrenus, look at yourself. He timed it was pikuach nefesh for him to not have that posuk inscribed in front of him when people would come in, because he would fall into a negative and condemning form of behavior. So he had this posuk there. I think it was the Shon Shadron himself who told this story, or it may have been the Pesach Krohn. I'm sure they'll both be working, you haven't quite got the details right. I just was looking at the story earlier this morning, couldn't actually locate it, so I'm sure some of you are familiar with it. They tell a story that after this was related, a granddaughter of Yeshua Leib came up to the one who related the story and said, now she understands something. Her grandfather had apparently a silver sugar dish that he always had in the sukkah with the posuk Einecho l'meichach yabitu etched into it. And that was the significance of that posuk he had in front of him. I want to tell you, Lefi, what we've learned this morning, a different pshat. Lefi, I'm just writing that posuk. Einecho l'meichach yabitu. Your eyes should look at that which is opposite you, meaning what? Don't judge the person who's opposite you on the basis of an objective standard of kalim, of mehirus, of gevura. Look at the way that person is fulfilling his potential. The challenge in life is to be able to draw out the potential of every individual. As Rabbi Yaakov Pam used to say, I think I may even have said this last time, he used to say, the way as a Rebbe to keep fresh in teaching Torah is to teach people, not to teach Torah. He didn't mean that teaching Torah is a koshes, chas v'sholem. What he meant was, though, you have to realize that the challenge is to get the Torah into the heart of every single individual who stands in front of you. Memela, we now understand the inyan of Neis Chanukah, Mosal to Giburim Biyad Chaloshim, and the Rabbim Biyad Ma'atim. We understand that it didn't happen to feed Derech HaTeva in the world, whereby the world venerates and lords Zavura and lords the Rabbim, having many. Oh, you measure how successful was your Shia? That was a great story. It's still a bank holiday. Can we go a little minute or two over? Minute or two over. Well, we started a bit late anyway. That was my fault. This is a lovely story which I believe was told about Rukhatska Lavramsky, Zechut Tzadik, the Kodesh of Rocha, that when he used to give his Shabbos Sakol or Shabbos Shuvah Droshes and stand until he said, really the Oynim would come. Apparently he used to come and in front of a few chavim who also gave these shirim, he used to turn around and he would say, you know, they'd ask him, no, how many were the shir last? Oh, 350, 400. There was a colleague of his who gave shirim to far less people. And so they used to ask him, I know, Rav so and so, how many were your shir? So unfortunately, there maybe were 10, 15, 20 people. So he would say, at my shir, he says, there were under 300 people present. Sometimes sometimes it's a question of the way you relate to things. What's the hemshach? Masalti gibor me'al kaloshim rabim biat matim tameim biat kaim. Yes, in the world tuma over tara. Yes, unfortunately we live in a world which venerates the superficial and doesn't distinguish between the kedusha and tara, which is the ikkah, and thinks that indeed the Zaydim should naturally hold force over the Yad Uski Surasekh, who are sort of in a little corner somewhere. We have to know something. Loila Kalim Amirait, the Loila Gibraim Amilchoma speaks to us that it's not always the swiftest person who wins the race. It's not always the mightiest warrior who emerges victorious. Echot hamarbe, the echot hamamit. Punt azoy. If the mamit is mechaven liber l'shemayim, and the marbe is not, the mamit outstrips the marbe. And in the same way, the oiskim biyatzir osecho, even though in a world which unfortunately in so many aspects, tumah seems to be the source of almost celebration today, the more tumadik rachman l'islam, the worse one is able to raise to the consciousness, the forefront of man's mind, alternative lifestyles rachman l'islam, and values which have absolutely no morals and no ethics to them. Chanukah is a time when we realize no. Hand in hand with the rabim biyad ma'atim and the koyach of the giborim biyad haloshim is also that ultimately the zaydim biyad oistis rasecha, the oir hatzirel will out, and in Yot Hashem we will see a tremendous chizuk in Kedusha, in Tara, in Limud HaTorah. If there's one per Yotze from, I hope, what have been a few words of Chizuk and Torah this morning, it should be on a bank holiday, Kaka, let everybody resolve Kefi Elkom, according to their ability. Echot Hamar Be'echot Hamamit. Be Mechavan Yibon Moshamayim, and be Mezaka ourselves with something a little bit extra, an extra Mishnah, an extra Kapitel Tim, even an extra Black Gemara, an extra Daf in Mishnah Brura, whatever one's Kedus is. A little bit extra, and through that little bit extra, it will be something which multiplies not only eightfold of nisim by Yom Imahim Bazman Azeh, but will multiply infinitely until the oir of Torah and of Tzidkus will be mamali the world. The Fiyas Mashiach, the Kainu, the Heir of Yemeinu.